Last week, Del encouraged us to anticipate Christmas throughout Advent, to do what we could to hold off celebrating until Christmas Day, to make the most of Advent season. By anticipating to be seeking and looking for Christmas, when we celebrate that Jesus was born, the light of the world. Advent preparation is in part a seeking and a looking for the light of Jesus. And today we remember that the Word of God is a light. The Word of God can mean two things. The Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible. The Bible, of course, comes from the Greek word biblion, and so better translated, the books, the Scriptures. The 66 books collected over hundreds of years. But it can also mean the Word of God, God who was born of Mary. As we look to this light, we remember the guidelines that Del gave us, a framework for the Advent season. That the true light can be shining and yet be invisible to us, because false lights around us obscure the true light. Del gave us this illustration that stars and meteors and even sometimes the northern lights are above us every night, shining away, visible, beautiful, and yet all the same, almost entirely hidden by the glare of all of our cars and street lights, our store signs, our large screens, our smartphones. Today we consider the light of God as in Jesus and the light of God in the Scriptures. And we ask what it is that might be obscuring us from seeing God's light. As Del spoke, I remembered several stories or experiences that connected to how he described the stars above us. One was maybe around 25 years ago when Jupiter and Venus were very close together in the sky, and briefly the crescent moon joined them. And for people who had never really noticed stars before, it was quite alarming to see these things just suddenly appear. They were so bright, they were visible throughout our city, and people were saying, "What on earth is that? What is happening? What does it mean?" And understanding that, you know, the planets move across our skies in a different way than the stars, and seeing it together was startling. I also remembered major power outages that had happened over my lifetime in North America. One, the earthquake in 1989 in San Francisco, which shut down the power all along the West Coast. Or the ice storm in 1989 that shut down the power all across the eastern seaboard from Toronto to New York City. And suddenly people found themselves in these major cities under millions of stars in a dark sky. Many astronomers across those areas at both occasions reported afterwards how that night they were receiving calls from people asking, what were they seeing up in the sky? Some people were concerned. Is all this stuff that has appeared above us, is it the cause of the earthquake or the power outage? The very starlight that is such a comfort and joy to some was alarming to others. The first time that we are confronted by Scripture, it can be like that. It can be jarring, confusing, disorientating, even frightening. The Scriptures, the words of all the prophets, they are meant for our good. And those of us who know God through Jesus Christ, know God as our Father, know that God's words are meant for our encouragement and our strengthening, our teaching, our correcting. We were a people in darkness, a land of darkness, living under the darkness of sin and death. And the Scriptures are a light and a summons to us to leave the darkness behind. And as children, We need different sorts of words at different times in our lives. Sometimes we need a word to correct us. Sometimes to reproach us. Sometimes to inspire us. Sometimes to comfort us. Sometimes to convict us. God's word accomplishes God's purpose in us according to our needs as we submit ourselves to God's word. We have Isaiah's vision of a Jesus as a king, a judge for the poor and the oppressed, striking the earth with the rod of his words. We have John the Baptist's words today, a words of warning, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. To some who hear these words for the first time, they can be frightening, harsh, alarming, threatening. But to those of us who know God, these words are stern but true and beautiful. Their light shines into our hearts, a purifying and cleansing light. We recognize them as good words, meant for our healing, meant for wisdom and life. The words of Scripture are not only about the distant past or a distant future for our musing, for our philosophical conjecture, or for casual historical interest. Somehow, when we listen to God's words prayerfully and by God's grace, we hear about the world that is coming, and it has power in us today. We hear about the world that was, the things that have happened, but it has power in us today. We are to take the word and apply it, to take it into our hearts. Isaiah the prophet was told, eat this scroll. And Jeremiah said, your words were found and I ate them. Your words were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Have you ever tasted Scripture? Have you ever ingested it and felt it fill you and accomplish God's purpose within you? Can you see and hear Scripture each day? Is there anything that obscures it from your sight? Are you able to spend the time each day? Are you able to hear it speaking to you? Sometimes we do fall into taking Scripture for granted. Many of us having heard it for years, some of us since the day we were born. Dell shared with us a time about spending time with young people who were visiting from L.A., who suddenly found themselves in the dark skies, I'm presuming of the prairies, and saw stars they had never seen before, presumably the Milky Way, normally washed out by city lights, but they're visible as soon as you can get some distance away. And they were in awe. And yet, perhaps you know people who've been raised on farms with dark skies their whole lives, and yet they had never managed to take notice of the stars. They see the stars, they know they are there, but they shrug their shoulders and take little interest. We have heard for years, some of us, the words of Jesus, the promises of God to us, the incredible arc of the story of salvation. And yet, is it possible that we open the Scriptures and we fail to recognize the beauty, the power of God's word? Do we ever glance at it, skim over it, and then move on? The word is a light. And today we remember that the word is a light meant for peace, meant to guide us toward peace and to grant us peace, meant to help us to live together in harmony. It was the vision of Isaiah, and it is the theme of the second Sunday of Advent, that the world will live at peace, thanks to Jesus. The wolf shall lie down with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the child, the kid. The calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as waters cover the sea." As a congregation, we read these words together. We read them together so that we might together orient ourselves toward a common goal. God's goal, God's purpose and plan for us. We read them so that we might discern together how we might live this way as we move towards the kingdom, as we seek it and look towards it. Every week we distribute music sheets so that we can try and sing together, getting as close as we can to harmony. The scriptures are our song sheet for living together, that we might learn to put others first, to think of others as better than ourselves, to forgive, to serve, to pray for one another, to weep with each other, to rejoice with one another. The word is a light, so that we might not merely be aligning our lives with words or a philosophy, but rather that we might be aligning our lives with Jesus Christ, that we might be living according to Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Anytime you read Scripture and it speaks to you, anytime it changes you in some way, corrects you or guides you or touches your heart, know that it is Jesus speaking directly to you in that moment. And we make a mistake if we treat Scripture simply as a historical document. In this way, Scripture itself can become a false light. And there are people who study Scripture their whole lives. They may even become experts, and somehow they fail to see the person the words belong to. Jesus lamented this mistake in his ministry. He said to the experts of the time, "You search the Scriptures because you think that they have the answer to life, and yet you resist coming to me to have life." Advent is our time to be reminded that the light of Jesus shines in the world. It is an invitation to allow Jesus' light to shine again in our hearts, to allow the light of Scripture to shine in our hearts again, to seek Jesus. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Jesus, cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us again today. Amen.